Yes, Susan, the conference is now being recorded. If you do have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may begin.
Okay, thank you. Have an agenda. I'll read through the agenda.
Do the roll call, Avery.
No, read through the agenda, then we'll do the roll call, and then we'll... we'll do the roll call first. Yeah, do the roll call.
Christina?
Yes.
Thank you. Avery, yes?
Yeah.
Ken, yes?
Hello.
Thank you. Marilyn?
Yes.
Jeff Newman?
Yes.
Greg Ruth? Greg?
Are you on mute?
Sue, John Cless?
Yes.
I have to wait for Jeff to come back off mute to catch him. So, Avery, we have one from the IPC, two from the registries, one from the ISPs, you from the nominating committee. We're missing NCUC registrars.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And we know, and as I said, John did
John will come later, yeah.
He was going to be coming in late, so sent his apologies for the first part.
Okay.
Okay, the next thing, were there any updates to statements of interest before going into the agenda review? Nope, okay. If anybody has one, they should make it on the list. Yeah?
Sorry.
Okay, on the agenda review, basically I had sent out a draft agenda that included brief review of the status of documentation, including the updated draft of the final report, which was to come out yesterday, today, I forget exactly which.
The 8th.
Report on discussion on understanding of registry collection and use of data, including collection and use of traffic data, which was a report that was supposed to come out, I believe, last week based on a call of the week before.
Excuse me, Alistair Dixon joined.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Alistair.
Hi there, Avery.
I had discussion of proposed policy recommendations. At the moment, there's one in the queue that has been with suggested amendments by Marilyn, and then any other business. Now, Marilyn sent in another item request, which was report from the registry staff working effort. For example, the registries had accepted a request from the task force on the use, the collection and use of data, including traffic data, and so just basically an update on how that was going. I suggest that we put that in the first half on the brief review of status of things before going on to the discussion of proposed policy recommendations. Any comments on the agenda? Anything that people feel needs to be added, subtracted? There's one possible thing, which was one of the things that, and this might be part of report on discussions from the last meeting, is that I don't believe that report was ever sent out. Marilyn did, one of the other things that was in the queue to be done was a request for all those with concerns about the data, for some definition of the word concern, were asked to basically send a description of those to the list, even if they had been stated before or had been included in constituency statements. So Marilyn sent hers in, and I noticed that there was a comment by Jeff requesting discussion of it. So perhaps that should also go in the meeting. Are there any objections to that? And I figured to do that at the same time that we do the report on discussions from that previous week.
I have a comment, Aubrey. It's Marilyn.
Sure.
I discussed these same general topics on the last call.
Yes.
And I was expecting to see this documented in the staff summary. I'm happy to continue to discuss, but I am not exactly sure what benefit it serves for me to just keep restating the BC concerns.
Okay, yeah, no, I agree with you there, except that if Jeff had a specific question in terms of understanding what you wrote.
Oh, sure. Yeah, this is Jeff. I completely understand what Marilyn's written, and when we get into talking about this in detail, I mean, she's written conclusory statements, but there's no why. I mean, obviously it says the BC has concerns.
Okay, let's wait until we get there to actually discuss it.
That's fine.
Okay. So is the agenda okay as written and modified?
Abigail is here, just a point of clarification, if you don't mind.
Uh-huh.
The draft task force report was due on the 8th of February.
On the 8th, okay, so I was wrong about the date. Okay,
yes.
Well, we can go through that when we're going through the review of the status. At the moment, we're just talking about the agenda when we get to review
okay,
the status.
Okay, sure. Okay, go.
Okay, so is the agenda fine? Okay.
Yep.
Now, can we just be updated? Okay, the draft, you're right, the 8th, I was wrong about the date, apologies. So that's still coming on this?
Yeah, I'll just give everyone a quick update. I have in my hot little hand a significantly updated draft which includes the inputs from the Sao Paulo meeting. It includes all the materials like constituency statements and things that are required to be included in a task force report which needs to be sent to the council. I've made several requests on the list for any updates for people on the draft straw poll summary that I have sent out, and I've received no amendments to that except one from Jeff Newman. I've also sent out
assumption that other than that one update, it's fine with people.
There is an assumption because I sent out a double note that said if I don't hear from close of business, then I'll assume that it's okay as it stands.
And of course, they could still comment once the draft report.
Yeah, of course.
But it would be better if they commented before.
Exactly. And so what I've done is I've produced a draft task force report which, in the previous discussion we had, assumed that the term of reference number 5 work would not be completed. But to my mind, that work can be completed quite quickly.
Well, let's see how we do with the meeting, but yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I would expect that, depending on tonight's progress, that we should be able to release a full draft task force report on the 8th, and that means that the 15th of February task force conference call would be to discuss the draft report as it stands and to amend where necessary.
Okay, I have a question, and this runs into the next item, but it includes what would be in the draft of the final report. There was quite a lot of content that came out in the hour and a half discussion we had last time on the understanding of registry collection and use of data, including the traffic data part, and had been a request in that meeting for a synopsis, for a redaction, as it were, of that to have been put out a week ago, and that was something that would go into the final report. So have you...
Yeah, look, I've had quite a bit of a problem with that. I've gone back and listened to the 2 hours of conference call from last week twice to try to determine a synopsis of views, and then also we've had the traffic on the list about term of reference 5. Nobody else other than Jeff and Marilyn had contributed substantively to that discussion, and those were the two remaining views. The other outstanding piece of information was, and Jeff, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, that another request had been made to the registry's constituency to provide some information about registry data. That was what I thought was missing.
No, but there was a lot more content in those meetings. For example, there was a lot of information put into the discussion by Jordan, by Carrie, by others, that was basically factual or at least referenced to, you know, what was being done. There was the discussion on, you know, aspects of the contractual. There was explanations. So I thought that there was a lot more content than just Jeff and
rather than synopsis of positions, which was what was actually the request.
No, the request was not for synopsis of positions. It was for synopsis of the conversation and the information that came out during it.
I can put together the synopsis of the information quite quickly, but what I thought you were looking for was a synopsis of the positions that people were taking, because we were trying to move towards your views about proposing the proposed draft recommendations on term of reference 5. So I can include that for the report on the 8th. That's no problem to do that at all. But we're still missing the piece from the registry constituency if they had intended to submit something.
Right, well, the piece
from
the registry constituency, and we were asking for status on this, but the piece from the registry constituency was that they put together a working group that was going to give us a report enough time before the face-to-face meeting so that we would have that information when we did the final review of the draft in the face-to-face meeting in Marina Del Rey. And so it's certainly good, as Marilyn suggested, to ask for status on that. And I guess Jeff?
Yeah, so So I had said during the last meeting that mid-February, and I'm still aiming for mid-February. So it's February 6th now. I put a date of February 15th as
right.
date. So I'm still working towards that.
Okay, thanks.
That's it.
Okay, thanks. So yeah, that was certainly within my expectations. So yes, what I thought needed to be included both in the report and would have been useful before today's conversation was sort of a review of the factual information that came out in that meeting, which is the contentful discussion, which would of course be updated by the registry's full report, but it's the best we've got to date of the information that came out of this is what they do, this is how it's used, this is the significance, these are the various aspects and relations of it. So, and I think that still belongs in the report. Any comments from others?
I just had a question, Avery, if you don't mind, when everyone else is done with comments.
Anybody comments? Or? Okay, let's ask a question.
Just a question for me was that Marilyn had sent tonight, and I'm just logging back into my computer, further update on your proposed recommendation,
yes.
Avery.
Yeah, when we get to the recommendations, that's where we should go through.
Hang on a sec. I just had... Oh, okay. Well, if you want to do that, that's fine.
Right. Well, we had later in the discussion,
yeah, okay.
Later
yeah.
in the agenda, discussion of proposed policy recommendations. The other thing that was here was whether there needed to be any clarification, and I cut off Jeff before when he was commenting on Marilyn, and I was Jeff at the last meeting, and I had sort of endorsed the request that people send to the list sort of the quick statements of their concerns. So Marilyn did that, and Jeff, you had some questions about it.
Yeah, let me find the message I just sent out. Probably just getting into your mailboxes now. I just saw it a few minutes before the meeting. But the issue I have with, and Marilyn is right, she did state these before, but they are really conclusory statements. They're statements that, if we go through it, it still doesn't answer the question why. In my mind, it basically says that, has my response gotten, I don't even know if it went to the list.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, I'm looking for my own response.
Right. You want me to read your response?
I think I found it, sorry. So the first statement is that they have concerns about traffic data, okay. If there's data being gathered that is needed to inform not only registry, right, we talked about this the last time, that the BC believes that effective approach to providing that data to whoever's upstream. And so my response to that is it is provided upstream when needed. Again, I'm not sure why this is a concern by the BC. I don't understand the why behind it. It's a conclusion. The second one that they say is, the BC is concerned about potential use and misuse. And then I want a definition of misuse. You know, Marilyn, what does it mean to the BC to have data misuse? How can data be misused? If you could just, if people can weigh in on that. You mentioned a conclusion. We're worried about it being misused. I don't know what that means.
I think it'd probably be good to get a discussion of misuse. I'm not sure I'd term it a conclusion. It's certainly a concern, one to be concerned about misuse without concluding that it's being misused.
Well, but what does it mean to be misused? I don't understand. You're worried. I mean, I could say I'm worried in the world about lots of things being mishandled or misused, but there's usually something behind it. For example, if it were, let's say it were who is information, and I'm worried about it being misused, in that kind of circumstance, I would say something like, I'm worried about people's privacy rights being violated. That would be a misuse of the data, right? Is that what's being said here? Is there privacy? Is there some sort of right that's... Does that make any sense to you guys? I mean, just to say misuse, usually there's a rationale of what misuse means.
Can anybody explain?
You know, Avery, it's Marilyn, and I'll make an attempt at this, but I am just going to note that, you know, really, I think we've said this over and over, that One thing that the registries can do to be helpful, and I understand that they're working toward that, and I think Jordan's willingness to participate and help to further a dialogue and therefore further understanding was much appreciated by many of us. When people have concerns, it's often helpful to provide factual information so that those concerns get dissipated. Let me take your questions in order. The business constituency includes a very large number of professional trade associations that have very large corporations as members. Many of the 20,000 autonomous networks that are operating the Internet today are not operated by IP ISPs or IP backbone providers. They are operated by giant multinational corporations who operate resolvers and play a significant role in moving and managing traffic, just like large ISPs and members of the ISPs do. So, Jeff, maybe that's helpful to understand more of who some of the members of the BCR. So we would consider those parties to be upstream, just as backbone providers would be considered to be upstream. On the second issue about the potential for use and misuse of that data, I think what I said there was, if traffic's being gathered about null returns on non-registered names, we're concerned about the potential for use and misuse of that information. Registries are not allowed to be in the business of selling or marketing individual domain names. The information about null returns about a particular string could easily be misused, and that could lead to a number of problems for parties who are members of the business constituency, including the encouragement of registering of confusingly similar names merely for the purposes of harvesting traffic off of them. Now, one other thing to keep in mind is we think that we're looking at policies that may affect not only the existing registries, but would be extended for purposes of traffic data into future registries. While you guys may see yourselves as, you know, very stable operators and well-known parties in this particular situation, looking ahead, it's anticipated that there may be a large number of additional registries. It may not even be that some of the registries in business today will choose to stay in the registry business. There may be further changes in the future. So, you know, we're interested in having a stable operating environment. And when I say transparent, please don't overreact to that. I mean transparent about the facts, not necessarily that all data should be published. You'll see in the suggested, one of the suggested edits I provided, for instance, I did suggest that there needed to be proper mechanisms for maintaining confidentiality of data when that was appropriate.
So, okay, Marilyn, let me comment on some of those individuals.
Before you go, is there anyone else that wants to comment on concerns before Jeff responds?
I have a question.
Yeah, I don't think I was done with my, I mean, I'll wait in the queue, it's fine, but I wasn't.
Oh, I thought you would ask a question, and then, but.
No, because I was only on the first part, and then Marilyn kind of went into the other one.
Okay, well then, I'll let you finish, but is there anyone else that wants to be in a queue now?
Yes, please.
Liz, anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
So I got to state this, and I stated it on the last call, and I really want it to be repeated. Look, Marilyn, we, as much as you may not like to admit it, a number of the registries are businesses, right? So we need the flexibility and the freedom to be able to expand our businesses where appropriate, and we cannot be continually subjected to regulations based out of perceptions of fear which have not come into fruition. So I understand that there are registries in the future that you think may somehow, which is not clearly stated, in some way take some data in some purpose and use and misuse it according to some abstract definition. Understood. But, you know, your statement on registries are not in the business of marketing and selling individual domain names, I completely and utterly disagree with that. Now, on so many different levels, and I think it's an unfair statement, and I can't allow that statement to go into a report because it's a conclusion. And I gave some examples on the last call of how registries can legitimately use information for marketing purposes, data that's gathered for legitimate purposes. I went over the zip code example, for example, for .us. In Maryland, you really can't put the registries in a box and just completely limit any potential business model because of some fear that you cannot or anyone is unable to completely describe. And I'm getting emotional about this because, you know, you're just coming down on the registries for some perceived action that hasn't come to fruition. So, for example, yes, I may want to use, as I said on the last call, I may want to gather data about domains that aren't registered. Why? Because let's say I'm a .travel and I notice there are a bunch of cities that aren't registered and I notice that it's getting traffic. What is wrong with me as a registry by doing a marketing campaign that's centered around cities of the world?
Whoa.
Hold on.
Let Jeff finish, but Jeff, please don't go on too long.
Okay, I understand. I will try to. So,
Jeff's going to have my time.
Thanks, Ken. So, again, there is nothing wrong, and I am getting that data as to how we use it, but you will see back from the registries that we do use data for marketing purposes. Now, are we allowed to register domain names, you know, as far as getting into the registrar business? No, currently we're not, and no registry plans on doing that at this point in time. Right, so I can't do a registration through my .biz web. You know, it's got to go through a registrar. That's given. But, again, you really need to understand that we are a business also. And we may not be allowed to be, some of us may not be allowed to be members of the business constituency, but we are businesses and we need flexibility. Now, for cases that affect security and stability, which is really the mission of ICANN, for cases where stability is questioned or there's some security concern and an ISP is involved, I'll tell you, we do provide that data as necessary to the ISP, to whoever that needs it in order to resolve the situation. I just got involved last night at 2 in the morning on a phishing complaint that was brought to our attention by law enforcement. We dealt with it between us, the registrar, and the ISPs that were affected. So to make the statement that we don't provide this data to the ISPs or people that are affected is just not true, and I want that on the record, that we do provide the data when necessary. So I think that's a complete red herring, and I will yield some more time until after other people have a chance to talk.
Well, thank you. How congressional of you. Liz, and then is there anyone else that wanted to be in the
Aubrey?
Yes, you.
Aubrey, it's Marilyn. I want to just make some clarification.
Ooh, okay,
here
let me. I'll put you in the queue to come back.
Actually, I think
I don't want. I don't want to end up with a back and forth argument. As you stated what you felt.
I understand, but there's
felt, and I'd like to put you back in the queue, but let Liz go now and fill up the queue. After Marilyn, anyone else want to be in the queue?
Yeah, Ken.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Anyone else? Okay, Liz.
I just had a question for clarification, please. Marilyn, in your statement, you were talking about the registries harvesting traffic on used domains. Can you just clarify for me how that actually happens when, for example, I thought it was domainers, to use that term, that bought up potential names and collected traffic data on the use of a particular name, and that it wasn't the registries because they didn't have a relationship with the end user, which is the responsibility of the registrar. Can you just clarify for me what you exactly meant, and perhaps I didn't hear you correctly?
I don't think I used the term harvest. Let me go back and clarify something. You need to read what I said, and I'm sorry that Jeff became so overwrought. But Jeff, I appreciate that registries are a business, but registries are a business within a confined space. They are allocated a responsibility of managing a registry string, and they do have certain obligations in doing that. What I said in my statement was, that's not allowed to be in the business of selling or marketing individual domain names. I didn't say that they weren't allowed to market domain names generally, and I thought your example last week and your example this week about marketing around a zip code, for instance, or around a city, is a particularly useful
clarification, but that's very different than marketing an individual domain name. So, you know, I think maybe that lack of just missing that word may have led to a bit of a misunderstanding, which is unfortunate. As far as being on, I don't exactly know what, so to address Liz's question, Liz, I was talking about null returns. Do you know what that is?
Yes, Marilyn, but I heard you talking about testing traffic data.
And
whether it's null returns or otherwise,
okay.
I'm trying to get a clarification on what you were saying.
Okay, and so the staff's effort to get to seek this clarification is so this can be included in the summary report? So let me just go on to say that it is of concern to business users that we don't want to see traffic data gathered about null returns and that data used to then target the marketing of confusingly similar names. I'm not suggesting that registries are doing that today. I was asked to explain what our concern was.
Okay, yeah, and I'd like to point out one of the reasons for asking that the concerns be listed is because the report from the registries was going to include some response to those concerns, even if the response ends up being, you know, a version of the impassioned, you know, discussion that we've had. Ken, you were on next.
Yeah, I guess the thing I'm concerned about at this point in time in listening to this is that this thing could get so perverted that we could end up in a situation where we try to create policies to cover every perversion of any practice by potential perversion by a registry. And I think from a practical standpoint, at some point in time there is a standard that registries have to operate under in terms of, I guess we'll call it good business practice. And my personal feeling is that we have that there are adequate enforcement provisions in the ICANN contract, and if the registries were found to be acting outside of the spirit of these agreements by anyone, that they would have the opportunity of contacting ICANN and discussing this, and if necessary, deciding if they wanted to file a complaint, I think that's the way it needs to be handled. But it just seems to me that this thing is just going way, first of all, I won't use the term way too far, but rather it's becoming almost perverted, you know, and I think we're spending a huge amount of resources and energy on something that frankly, is just not that, likely to occur. That's all. That's
okay. Thank you. I guess I'd respond that I don't think we're quite at the ad certum level that you describe. I think asking people to describe concerns and then getting responses to those does not quite put us at the level, the ad certum level, of creating a policy for every possible eventuality in the full world of universe of potential. So I don't think we're there yet.
Aubrey, can I be added to the queue? After.
Yeah, Alistair, anyone else want to be added to the queue? And I'd like to make this the final pass on this particular discussion item before we move on in the agenda. We can continue the discussion on the mailing list. We can continue the discussion once we see the write-ups and such. But I'd like to do a last pass on this now. So who would like to be in the queue? Go ahead, Alistair. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm thinking Christina.
Excuse me.
Avery. But I'd also like to be in the queue.
And Jeff Newman.
I missed. I'm sorry. There was two people talking at once. And
Alistair and Jeff, Avery.
Alistair and Jeff, and there was no
and
other
Christina.
Person. And Christina was in between. Okay, I did catch. Anyone else? Okay, and then we'll close this topic for the time being. Okay, and Alistair.
I just actually like to repeat really or reiterate what you said, Avery, that users were asked to identify concerns, and Marilyn has identified concerns. And I guess we would appreciate if there was information provided that would assist in determining whether those concerns are substantial or whether substantive or whether they are concerns that aren't backed up by the facts. But certainly, I guess as users and particularly as business users, there are problems we as business users have with having to make defensive registrations and having misuse of our trade names and those sorts of problems that could arise if there was misuse of registry data. And so I guess that's really where those concerns come from. Now, I can appreciate Jeff's concerns about that, but we were asked to identify what our concerns were, and I think Marilyn has done a very good job of identifying what those are. So I think it's important that we continue this dialogue, and reiterate that I think Marilyn has done a good job of identifying what our concerns as business users are.
Thank you. Christina.
I would just also note that and again, Ken, if I misunderstood you, then I apologize, but I mean, to the extent that I understood your comments to indicate that the type of activity and the type of concern that Marilyn has articulated is just does not exist, from my perspective, it's my understanding, and Marilyn, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would it be incorrect to say that the SiteFinder service and the Treliance proposal are the types of activity that would trigger some concern?
Marilyn, can you give a quick yay or nay on the answer?
Look, I think that the language in the revised contract was what initially re-raised an awareness to the business constituency and caused them to engage in further internal examination of concern about how certain kinds of traffic data can be used and how it might affect them as business users. So it by no means was limited to SiteFinder. It also included the language that exists in the contracts.
Aubrey, can I respond to the query there that someone had for me?
Yeah.
And then
Jeff, you're on.
Yeah.
Okay. First, what I would say is this: if you have a problem, if you, as opposed to the perception of a potential problem, then the best thing to do is to document that problem. The people that are most in the position to document an issue like that would be the intellectual property holders and the companies that like Alistair's, who have expressed concern about the problems that they've had either with abusive registrations or what has motivated them to be put in a situation where they've had to exercise an inordinately high number of defensive registrations. It would seem to me that the INTA, for instance, would have the opportunity, maybe what they need to do is do their own study to determine what is the principal cause. My personal feeling is it's not registry activity, but rather activity by other parties. And the data that the parties are using in order to, to commence these activities is not being, quote, freely provided to these parties by the registry with the idea of getting more business for the registry. But, you know, you're dealing with very creative people, and I think from a practical standpoint, if you want to stop these or at least put allay these concerns, the best thing to do is to clearly identify, outline, and go to the root cause of the concern. Then, if you have an issue, then it has a lot more legitimacy and there's something you can deal with that's tangible. Thank you.
Avery, can I just respond briefly?
Yeah, I had a response to the response before I move on.
Sure. Ken, I understand that your point, and I would just say, and I can't purport to speak, you know, behalf of INTA without having cleared it with them, but as a member of the Internet Committee, I can tell you that, yes, you are correct, that the individual, on an individual basis, on a per-individual basis, the abusive registration is a greater concern. And that very well may be because we haven't seen the type of registry activity. It hasn't actually come to fruition. But I do know that INTA did put forth papers opposing not only the SiteFinder service, but also the Trilliance proposal. So they are also concerned about that.
Thanks. Jeff?
Yeah, so a couple different things. You know, I not only is it our job to express our concerns, but it also should be our job to explain why policy is needed to be developed on these, which is not necessarily the same thing. For example, intellectual property concerns, it may be that existing law already handles that situation. For example, on the last call, someone said, and even on this call, we wouldn't want a registry coming out with a list of confusingly similar names to trademarks and intentionally marketing that to get a higher price or for whatever reason. For that situation, I would argue, and a number of IP attorneys could argue, as I'm an IP attorney as well, that would be a violation of the, at least in the United States, that's a violation of the Lanham Act. And in the EU, there's other regulations that's a violation of, because it means a registry, which normally has certain types of immunities, either by statute or common law, all of those provide that if the registry is directly profiting off of the infringement or alleged infringement, then that immunity does not apply. So a registry, a rogue registry that decides to intentionally get into that activity is really, from my concern, and you know, something I've advised several registries on, would definitely come into violation, I believe, of existing laws. So do we need to, by policy, or create policies that already may be significantly addressed by existing law? The other aspect is that, again, to just, well, I mean, I'll leave it at that for now. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, thanks. So I hope that a lot of this, that this can be captured in terms of concerns and responses, and would like to move on now to the discussion of the proposed policy recommendations. And I'm sure we'll get back to the pieces of this discussion once we get to the point of reviewing the words that are actually in the draft final document. Now, let me explain a little bit. I sort of had invited everyone to submit recommendations for how we were going to respond to the to TOR item 5, and after a couple or over a week of not seeing any responses, decided that having asked for it and having seen no others, I should take a crack at offering one. And basically to sort of give the motivations behind what I said, and then we can go through the words, and actually I suggest we go through Marilyn's words as changed it, and I'm willing to start from there.
But can I comment on that real quick?
Sure. I mean, yeah, can I finish my spiel and then I'll ask for everybody to comment on it?
Well, I'd rather go through your version. That's why I kind of wanted to go through your version. That was my...
Okay, yeah, it was one of those, like, somebody offers friendly amendment to something and I accept it, but we can talk about both versions as far as I'm concerned. Perhaps other people can comment in a bit. One of my motivations for putting out the recommendation I did, there was really two. One is that I do believe that the subject is wider than just PDP, the FEBO 6, in terms of just the old, you know, the current existing PLDs, and it has to do with the data in general that perhaps, as Ken says, it goes beyond what the registries collect, but what is collected in general by others, and that basically a complete handling of this is, a complete proper policy handling of this is beyond this one policy group. Second is, even with the upcoming registry report on this, I don't personally have the feeling that I understand, and I'm not sure if, you know, everyone else understands the full scope of what is collected and what is used. Now, I understand that the registries are businesses and decide their own business practices, and as such should have a great deal of latitude in terms of what they do, in terms of what's required by a business. But I also believe that it's ICANN's responsibility to understand that, to watch that, to have it transparent from the perspective of what are the practices, what is done, by whom, when, and as you say, not just registries, perhaps. And so it needed a wider study, and it needed a study that was wider than one that was done by any particular constituency. And so that was basically my reason for saying, A, we're not at the point of saying we need any particular policy now. We've seen some concerns, we've seen some responses, but we really haven't seen the targeted, yep, we need a policy now that says this. So that there's no specific policy, but nor do I believe we're in a situation where we can say, nope, everything's fine, the world is great, no policy is needed. And I don't believe this group would be able to reach rough consensus on either of those statements. So that was my motivation in writing what I wrote, expecting it to be modified if it was even close to being acceptable. So I'll take a cue on people that want to comment on it. Jeff, I know you were in there first, and we can comment either on the one I wrote or on Marilyn's. I accept as a friendly amendment of it, but I'm willing to go either way. Anyone else want to be in the queue? Just Jeff for now? Okay, Jeff.
I guess my initial one is the version that Marilyn wrote in alternate A, and the alternate A, Marilyn, was that to replace A, or is that really like a B recommendation? When you wrote alternate A.
I'm looking at the second email that Marilyn sent.
Sorry, Ari, do you want me to respond?
Yeah, please. I was responding because of the silence. But.
Sorry. Normally, Alt-A is something for discussion. I didn't replace B. I was offering a substitute for A. The way Aubrey wrote A is she wrote it as there is no need, and I wrote and the option to that is there is a need.
But isn't that what B and C are for? In other words, shouldn't there be one option that says there is no need, period?
Well, I wasn't offering, okay, when I put, maybe it's the way I wrote things, I wrote a proposed recommendation that had three parts. And it had one part that said there was no clear need for new policy on the use at this time.
Okay.
B, that there is, however, a need for exhaustive public study. And C, that a best practices or perhaps a current practices document be published. So in other words, it was a proposed recommendation with three parts. No need for a policy, yes, need for study, outside study, and a need for a best practices / common practices documentation as a guideline. So that was my proposed recommendation.
And,
with a three-parter.
Right, and Aubrey, I proposed an alternate to A, but kept B and C with edits.
Right.
So
your A was that... Okay, now where do I...
My A is, you said there is no need for a new policy. I said there should be a policy, and one thing that's required is conspicuous notice, but I went on to say there's still a need for a study.
I guess I'm missing where I see that.
It's under two. It's under A alt.
A alt.
Marilyn's word version. It doesn't seem to have made it to the list.
Oh, okay, because I'm just looking
changes.
At the text version.
Yeah.
Well, I have the Word version.
Oh, okay, I don't have the Word version, so I was looking at the text versions in the email, and I couldn't get what she was talking about. Okay, I see. Okay, in which case, yeah, I would think that that would be an alternate that would be to discuss, because I don't certainly believe that we've shown that there's a clear need for a policy yet.
And I agree
and
with
I say at this time. I mean, you know, perhaps there will be, but, you know.
I agree with that. I think the only, again, I'll state, the you know, Maryland's email is the only email that expresses concerns, but really, is that enough to justify a need for a consensus policy? I mean, I don't think it does, but everyone's got their own opinion.
Right. I mean, and I did include that, you know, based on the results of the exhaustive study, then the council could decide that, yes, there was indeed a clear need, and that would come at the future. So I'm not basically trying to say there is no clear need at the moment, therefore there never will be a clear need. I just, you know.
So my other comment on that proposal, Aubrey, is stating that there's a need for an exhaustive study seems to me like a fishing expedition. And no pun intended for that. But it just seems like, you know, if you do an exhaustive study of anything, you're always going to find issues or things that some people will take issues with. And I really think that before any study is done, you need to create, as you know, you need to create a whole bunch of documents, if you will, in terms of reference to the study. But to me, it scares me as a registry operator to call for a, quote, exhaustive study, which could take up a lot of time and resources by the registries and by other parties for an end goal which we don't even know, or an end game which we don't even know what that would be.
Okay. Exhaustive might be a word that had emotional content. I certainly agree that a public study would need to be directed by a terms of reference that would be discussed at length in the council and by the constituents.
Right. And the reason I was going off before on the concerns is the study should correlate to the concern. So if the concern is, you know, there's a concern of BC and other constituencies that data will be used to market confusingly similar, again, I'm just stating this, don't jump on the words, confusingly similar domain names in that particular TLD. If that's the concern, then the study should address that concern. If there's, in whatever those concerns are, which we still need to list out, or if everyone's fine with Maryland's list of concerns as being the exhaustive list of concerns, then we could do that. But the study would have to be correlated to the concern.
Okay. I would agree that it needs to be correlated to concerns, but it may also pick in concerns that we, in PDP 706, have not stated. There could be those that come out of other quarters, other PDP efforts, and whatever. So I would not propose that this group write that tour, and nor presuppose that the exhaustive set of concerns was listed by this group. Does anyone else want to comment on this? Marilyn, I'm sure you do, since you offered an alternate. Anyone else, though?
Everett and I joined the queue after Marilyn's the
okay. And I mean, sorry, Marilyn, for putting you in the queue. If you don't want to be in it, I'll you know.
No, I'd let me suggest that I think that actually Jeff has identified one of the critical contributions of information and has confirmed that the registry constituency is done with that. And
I missed you in the beep. I missed the last sentence.
Sorry?
I missed the last sentence you said while beeps were going on.
Oh, sorry. I said I think, in fact, Jeff has earlier confirmed that some of the information that will be needed to inform what a study would address is going to be forthcoming from the clarification and, you know, the facts kind of. So what is registry data? What is traffic data? So certainly to define the study, that information would be needed, as well as any further additions that participants in the task force asked for. You know, it's feasible to also suggest that the topics for the study could be posted for public comment in a quick manner to identify further input from the community if the registries wanted to ask for that. I didn't think it was necessary, but it's possible.
Sorry, I missed that last statement. Say it again.
I said I didn't think that was necessary, but if the registries wanted to ask for a call for the public to comment on what should go into the study, that's always feasible. I didn't think it was necessary.
No, I think the concern by the registries is that you're going to have this study, which is nothing more than a fishing expedition, which, you know, for lawyers and for others, someone will always, if you dig deep enough, you're always going to find something you take an issue with. And so we cannot just allow for an unfettered study, which costs an inordinate amount of time and resources for the registry to address, concerns that aren't specifically identified.
And I think it's very possible to rewrite this so that it's not asking for an open-ended policy. I mean, I could certainly strike exhausted and sort of say, you know, there's a need for a public study based on a tour by an outside agency, et cetera. You know, does amending it that way make it easier to accept?
Aubrey, it's
Aubrey,
no,
can
Sorry. Yeah, Alistair, I had you in. I should have gone. Yeah, Alistair, and then Marilyn again after.
Yeah, thanks.
Jeff, I can understand Jeff's concerns about fishing expedition, but the problem from our point of view is that we are suffering from a vacuum of information, and we do need good quality information to inform whether there is a need for moving forward with policy proposals. And I think Marilyn has provided some useful words on addressing your Jeff's concerns about the fishing expedition, which is that there is a need for a properly targeted study by an independent third party. And I think if it is properly targeted, then I think it will avoid the problem of the fishing expedition.
Is that in her word version?
Yes, it is in her word version.
Oh, I wish I had that.
I don't know whether it's possible to post that on the list, Marilyn, is it? Wait a second.
I had a different mail. Maybe I have it. Sorry, go on.
And I think in terms of the first point about the need for policy is, again, we are, as users, suffering from a problem of a lack of information and a lack of transparency on how data is used. Now, I appreciate that the registries are going to be providing this information, and I would hope that that will go a long way to addressing our concerns. But it seems to me that there are concerns that have been identified by users that do need to be addressed, and that is why I think Marilyn's first recommendation, the alternate A, does need some serious consideration.
Yeah, so this is Jeff. I mean, I keep hearing that there's a lack of transparency, You know, number one, there's this document that we will come out with. But number two is, we've been on these calls, and for every question we've given you, all of the information you've asked for. So you've asked me, can data or is data being used for marketing purposes? The answer is yes. I've explained how it's being used. So you do have some data to go on, so it's not really fair to say that there's a lack of transparency. You know, I have been pretty, in other registries, have been pretty forthcoming on these calls because we do want to be transparent. So, again, this document that you're going to see is not going to state much more than what's already been discussed on these calls. It's just going to be in a written format. I just want to state that for the record, that I'm not, it's not really a total lack of transparency here. We've told you that we collect the information, some for security purposes, some for because we're required through the registration process, some we collect as operators of you know, for those that are DNS operators, we collect that information, no different than an ISP or someone who manages their own name servers collects. So there has been transparency here.
Okay. Thanks. Anyone else want to speak at the moment in general? What I'd like to do then is sort of walk through them each. And at the moment, it looks like the biggest problem would be the first recommendation of 5A, now that I've read through the others. But does anyone make any general comments before we go through?
I'm sorry. This is John. I just want to let you know I'm on the phone.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I have a comment about C.
Okay, well, we'll get to it unless you wanted to make a general comment, but then I'd like to walk through them.
Yeah, I think the general comment is on C is that there shouldn't – I mean, you can have A and B in theory, but why would you predetermine the outcome that there's a best practices document? In other words –
Okay, that was probably my misunderstanding, that C was a parallel effort, that there is currently and this is why I said maybe I miswrote it when I originally – wrote it, and it's sort of like a current practices document, partially what you're already working on, that basically, though it's a slight formalization of it, that basically says, and this is what's happening now. This is the factual statement from registries and ICANN on what's being done now.
Okay, so it's not a best practices.
It's not a best practices. It's really a current practices, and that's where I misspoke in mine. Now, Marilyn may be something different in her use of best practices. But best practices does require some sort of judgment with what I really meant was the current practices that guide what we're doing. Okay. So going through now, I actually would suggest that we work off of Marilyn's edited copy, especially since she did include both A and an alternate A, and we can use my original wording as backup. But since work's already been put into this and such, I'd recommend that we start there, and that if we need to rewrite, rewrite from there. So 5A, the first. The first A, and as was written by me and edited by Marilyn, I said there's no clear need for a new consensus policy on the use of registry data, including traffic data, for purposes other than which it was collected. Marilyn suggested an alternate A, which is essentially diametrically opposed, which is there is a need for a new consensus policy for the use of registry data, including traffic data, for purposes other than that for which it was collected.
Can I offer a friendly amendment?
Let me finish reading it, and then, yeah. Such policy should include the requirement of a clear and conspicuous notice about the collection of data and the kinds of uses made of such data. So you want to offer a friendly amendment to which?
Well, I'm not sure it's a friendly amendment, but I would propose, if we're going to go with any of this, that you eliminate A and C completely because they're judgments. And just go with there's a need for a study, and then we can work on that. Because if you change, you know, your statement, there's no clear need for a policy, is a conclusion. Marilyn's statement, there is a need for a policy, is also a conclusion. And then Marilyn's statement also has such policy should also include the requirement of notice, blah, blah, blah. That's also a conclusion. I don't think any of this can be done. I don't think this group should recommend to the council, based on the limited information that's out there, even after the registries provide you what their use is for, that we can make any conclusions, either A or C, that really B is the only thing that really legitimately could come out of this group.
Okay, well, I guess what you're saying is, I mean, I would almost amend my A to say there is currently no clear need, which I think says almost what you know. I think that we have to come out with some statement about whether to create a policy or not to create a policy.
Aubrey?
And we are by default, in a second, Marilyn, we are by default with your suggestion saying we haven't reached a conclusion. So,
which is, I believe, true. But.
Right, and so it may be that another alternate A is there is currently no clear need. But yes, Marilyn?
I just want to make a comment about procedure here because I think it might be helpful to us. I'm not sure I understand the constant use of the term conclusion. I think what we're trying to do, task forces are assigned to do analysis and make recommendations.
Exactly.
And then there's the question of what level of support is there for a particular recommendation. So, you know, I'm not sure how the term conclusion really fits in our discussion. We might, as individual task force members, say, I don't agree with your analysis, and I don't agree with the assumptions you're basing it on, and I don't agree with your conclusion. But at the end of the day, a task force, in fulfilling its TOR, is trying to make a recommendation. Now, that recommendation is supposed to then have with it the level of support that it has. It's difficult to make recommendations without, and these are, after all, recommendations to the council. So it's difficult to make recommendations without reaching some conclusions. We may need to document what level of support is demonstrated, and I think that's something that's...
But when you make a statement, you need to have rationale behind the statement. It's a conclusion because there's no rationale provided.
So let me just address that, Jeff. You know, really one of the things that we turn to staff to do, and we turn to the MP3 recordings, we turn to the minutes, and we turn to the transcripts to do, is to document the discussion and the research that goes on in PDPs. So, you know, we do look to the reports that are drafted by staff to be inclusive of the discussion that you're looking to make sure we have.
Anybody else want to speak?
Liz, you want to speak to that? I guess I was addressed to ICANN staff.
Actually, I wasn't addressing it to ICANN staff, Jeff.
Sorry, Jeff, yes. I'm sorry, I was on mute. That's true. I have to say that for me, it's a delicate balancing act of balancing all the views of the group and ensuring that we, in writing a report, write a report that is reflective of a diverse number of views. At the moment, I am not seeing a diverse number of views, which means that we have to go back and seek more information, usually internally, to make sure that we represent the position correctly. So that's exactly what happens. But when there is not a diversity of views to actually be discussed, then that is a significant issue.
I have a question, Audrey, about a diversity of views here. I think that, in fact, what our chair has tried to do is to bring in additional information. Sometimes information is brought into PDP, into a task force, by inviting expert speakers. Sometimes it's contributed by expertise within a PDP itself, and sometimes it's brought in through analysis of additional documents.
I personally think we've had a fair amount of diversity of views, and I think
on term of reference five,
natural split between sides of the views. But
on term of reference five, every?
Yeah, at the moment we've got if you look at original statements, there was opinions, and I think we've got, you know, certainly a diametrically opposed view between a clear need for a policy and no clear need for a policy. That's certainly a diversity of views.
There's no issue with proceeding on that basis and saying this is, you know, there's an unclear, but there's a recommendation from the task force that has this and this view. Council, make a decision and provide direction. That's absolutely not a problem at all.
And so as we move forward, if we can't reduce A and A alternate to a single A in our conversations, and then we go out to ask all the constituencies to indicate a degree of support, you know, then we'll know where we sit. We certainly haven't collected the, you know, level of support for any of this recommendation yet. This is our first discussion of it. Mm-hmm. What my recommendation was to work through this to see if we could bring the language close. For example, I'd still like to spend a little bit more time to see if there's a way to bring the A alternate and the do away with A notion together into a statement that sort of says, we have not been able as a group to reach a clear determination for a need for consensus. And say that as you're saying. If we can't agree between the two, then we should come up with a statement that we all can agree to, which is we can't agree between the two. But I'm not sure that we're there yet. I'm not sure that, you know, we're at that point yet. Does anyone else want to speak on and I guess the other question I wanted to ask is a alternate satisfied or accepts the notion that there's currently no clear need, which leaves open the door that one could perceive the need in the future after the study.
So, Aubrey, it's Marilyn. So, might I take that as perhaps a possible friendly amendment? I'm not, you know, I'm not suggesting I'm accepting it because, another amendment would be in order to determine the need for a new consensus policy and then keep everything else, blah, blah, blah. There is a need for a properly targeted study by an independent third party, and then I put in a lot of safeguards to protect the data provided by the, sorry, it should be registries, not requisites. Sorry about that. So that would be a possible friendly amendment, too.
I would accept that, the merging of those two that way.
And that would
work for others.
This is Christina. The one thing that I'm wondering whether maybe we could add, and if we tinkered with it slightly, it would satisfy Jeff's concerns, is with regard to the second sentence in Alt A. Jeff, is your concern that you're reading that sentence as being normative as opposed to illustrative of the types of things that should be studied?
Sorry, explain what you're...
I'm saying that there's two ways to read that sentence. One way is to say this is what the policy has to have. It has to have a requirement for a clear and conspicuous notice. Another way to read it, which is the way that I have been reading it, is that one of the things that should be considered in developing the policy is to whether there should be a requirement for a clear and conspicuous notice and what that requirement should contain. So
I read
with the latter as more the illustrative as opposed to being prescriptive.
So I think in either case it really doesn't belong. I mean, that may be what the report comes out with as a recommendation, but even to make it illustrative, you're saying it's one of the things that needs to be included in the final recommendation.
Aubrey, I should probably say that I may be interested in accepting a friendly amendment from Jeff to strike it, but I want to be on record as saying, golly, gee whiz Moses, I thought the registries told me they already did that. That's why I put it there. But in spite of that, an amendment. So let's try putting that in square brackets for now in the well-known, well-instituted international form of editing and read for a as. In order to determine the need for a new consensus policy for the use of registry data, including traffic data, for purposes other than that for which it was collected, comma, there is a need for a properly targeted study, blah, 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 blah.
By which an independent party on the data collection uses to which it is put, period.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the first sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a couple things with that. I mean, I think that's a lot better. The issue I have with that is, to what extent will that overlap with the who is work?
So should we
exempt who is out of there?
I thought we talked about this already, Jeff. I thought we agreed that who is policy has to stand alone and be incorporated. That is certainly the understanding that I've always operated on, that this group is not taking up who is. And I'm sure...
Right.
Audrey is shuddering as I even suggest the possibility.
So can I then, the friendly amendment then would be in parentheticals after, I forgot what you said at the beginning, you said that in order to determine whether there is a need for a new consensus policy for the use of registry data, can we put parentheses other than who is data?
Audrey, I'm okay with that, but I would say there needs to be a footnote that says, so people don't get whacked out about this, so it doesn't look like the registries are saying they're not going to abide by who is, it should just be a footnote that says who is policy is being separately examined by a GNSO public policy process or something like that.
I agree with it, because otherwise we're gonna get bogged down in the who is debate, which is not what any of us want or intend.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure the right way to put it in, whether it's a note at the end of this paragraph that says note, you know,
right,
who is data is being considered separately and is not meant to be part of this study, or some such statement.
Yeah, well, I mean, either way, it just needs to be clear that that's
right.
Not a...
And I'd certainly be fine with that, who is data is. Now.
And then I would also like to add something to this study. Because
okay.
I think there should be an independent third party that studies the concerns expressed by, in other words, I'd like a study done on whether, you know, the concern is actually, this is bad to say, I don't mean to say valid, it's not the word I meant to say, but is supportable, or whether, does anyone understand what I'm trying to say? I think the concerns should also be studied.
In terms of reference, should study the concerns as well as
correct
the data in its collection.
Correct.
Well, we probably need to add a second sentence. There is a second sentence. Study should provide adequate safeguards. But, and then do we need a sentence that says, you know, terms of reference should be drawn up for this study, which will, I'm terrible at writing on the fly, which will include not only the, you know, which will include the study of the concerns as well as the collection and use, et cetera, et cetera.
I think that's okay, but I think it has to say statement of work. Terms of reference has...
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah, thanks for the correction. So
John, would that include the concept of non-discriminatory access? Is that an issue that could be looked at?
That's more the second part of 5G, is it not?
Okay.
I believe. The non-discriminatory access is part of the 5D recommendation. This is a study of the use and collection.
Except, Aubrey, it's Marilyn. If I think you need to come back and visit the idea that if you're going to do a study,
to do one study.
Yeah,
right.
Thanks.
Well, perhaps that's just in the structure and the way we answer. Perhaps we answer 5A and B together. Is that done, Liz?
Yes, Abby.
Okay, so perhaps we're coming up with one answer.
Yep.
That
you're conflating the two things. So.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
If that's done, then is there any objection to approaching it that way? Okay. So we had a first sentence that we've read out. We had a second sentence, the study should provide the appropriate safeguards. Is that fine as a second sentence? Then perhaps...
I would think that if the study's going to study the concerns, it wouldn't just be registries, it would be whoever provides data.
Yeah.
So it's whatever group.
Any data provided and just include, just take out by registries.
Avery, can I get in the queue real fast?
Certainly, please.
Jeff, this is Christina. I just want to make sure that I understand what it is that you envision kind of the concern part of the study would cover. I mean, I'm not real clear on that.
Well, I think that I understand that the IPC, INTA, and BC has expressed concerns about the collection and use of registry data possibly leading to more infringement and other types of actions, and I want that evaluated as part of the study.
As to whether it can happen or whether it's a valid concern?
Whether it's a valid concern.
I phrase that way, I have an issue with that.
Well, we're not phrasing it that way in the document. That's my own phrasing. If you ask me personally what I want, I mean, again, personally, I view the concerns of the BC and the IPC as way too speculative. But that said, I would love for data in an independent report to show me that there's truly a need. If the report's going to say that these safeguards should be put into effect, I want it to tell me how it'll address whether the concerns of the IPC, the BC, are valid, and whether the recommendations are going to solve those concerns.
Jeff, it's Marilyn. I think the problem that I may have, as well as Christina. I don't know that you, you know, I don't think you're trying to do this, but are you asking us whether we can document or clarify what I can say? Sorry, guys. Just ran into a cat. What our concerns are, because when you say whether they're valid, normally that would mean starting out with documenting what the expressed concerns are.
Yes, but that doesn't by itself make it valid, correct? In other words, the IPC can easily make a statement. I'm not saying they did this, but the IPC can easily make a statement saying, we think that dissemination of registry data will invariably lead to more domain name speculation, which will lead to more trademark infringement and more money that intellectual property owners have to spend on getting defensive registrations and blah, blah, blah. Right? That is a statement, but that needs to be evaluated as to whether that's true.
Okay, can I?
In other words, if I do a marketing program, me as a registry, I want to use data to do a marketing program on domain names that have high traffic, I would like a study to tell me whether previous programs done in the past, for example, a program done maybe by a registrar, or a program done by a reseller of that nature has led to more speculation.
Right. Well, I was trying to craft some words. I let this get into free fall. I'd like to, free conversation, sorry. I'd like to sort of read the words that I was trying to craft while people were talking and see if that helps at all, and perhaps we can come back to talking about the words and a recommendation as opposed to, and what I said is, a statement of work will be developed by the council with appropriate public review to cover an analysis of the concerns, the collection and use of data, as well as the non-discriminatory access to that data. Now, it still needs tweaking, but is that heading in the right direction?
Have we just read it one more time, please,
okay.
Shirley?
A statement of work will be developed by the council with appropriate public review to cover an analysis of the concerns, the collection and use of data, as well as the non-discriminatory access to that data. There's a word or two missing, but basically, in terms of, we're talking about the analysis of the concerns without being discriminatory about whether the concerns are valid or not, they should certainly be analyzed. Is that acceptable? Okay, does anyone think that's not?
I mean, I'm fine with that. I think Christina and Marilyn.
Yeah,
I'm thinking.
Okay. As I'm trying to be non-discriminatory about that.
Abby, what might be easy, because you were reading out quite a lot of text and people are actually reading what the original was and listening to what the amendment is, perhaps you could send it to the list?
Certainly can.
And Christina, let me just one quick sentence. The reason I said, look, we collect all this data now. The fact that we collect this data is not leading to property violation. It's possible in the future, if we disseminated the data in a certain way, then maybe that's a possibility. But an analysis needs to be done before we start regulating how we collect and use that information. Right? So I could use information for security purposes, which I've been using for years, but that doesn't have any effect on intellectual property. In theory.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just trying to think about. I think Avery's recommendation suggestion is heading in the right direction. I'm not 100% there yet, but I'm having difficulty coming up with something that is going to be neutral for everyone.
It's Marilyn. Given the amount of time we have left, I'm wondering if a proposal might be that we do the best job we can on wordsmithing, post it out to the list, and do further wordsmithing online.
Right. Basically, I am just now taking where I think we're at, sending it out immediately, seeing if we're... and then, yeah, take that further online, but also recommending that we allow Liz in 2-3 days to take whatever state we're at and put that in the draft well, I guess it's the draft coming out day after tomorrow. Today's the 6th and 7th. So basically, wherever we're at in a day, that this goes in the draft document, though we still talk about it and still edit it. But that it's there.
Good.
That's a really good idea from my perspective, Avery, and it's actually much easier to draft and amend things from something than from attempting a clean slate. So that's a really good idea.
Okay, now what I've done is I've put my understanding of the current rewrite. And at the moment, I've left Maryland's third C, although I've changed it from best practices to current practices. But I left the rest of hers because we haven't talked about that yet. And that that's just gone out to people, so we can keep talking about it. So,
yeah, and Avery, I should just say that the reason I put best practices in quotes, and then I went on to say it really is the current practices. So I think you and I were thinking the same on that. It would be a current practices document.
Okay, so I just sent that out. I don't know how quickly it'll get there. But yeah, because I do want to stop the meeting in basically 20 minutes so that people that have the IDM meeting have time to breathe before going into the next meeting.
I just had one comment about C. So I presume you're not proposing, Avery, that if it is current practices, that this will be published as a guideline. Isn't this really just a statement practices are?
So, Alistair, you would propose to put the period after the word published?
Yeah.
And that was Marilyn speaking for the record.
So what does this have to do with, this is a clarification, with the information I'm gathering from the registry?
I think what you're gathering from the registry is a large part of it.
Okay, all right.
I think that, you know, what you're publishing from the registry will then go through discussions, other questions, ICANN polishing, you know, whatever processes, post-processing document goes through.
Right, but it's not...
It's not yet another effort. I think you started it, and this, in my view, this takes it further.
Right, but it's not a document that's out for... I mean, the document is what it is, so it's not a document that will go out for public comment with respect to changing the document. It may go out for public comment as far as the ramifications, but it's not like the public would be commenting on the document itself as far as words.
Well, I think it would be interesting to have it out for public comment, not prior to publication, but certainly the public may have more questions, and the public could have comments that then feed into the study.
That would feed into B, the study, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. So this is a starting place for all of us that, you know, where do we go from here? It's really the understanding, and then it's... And it's not the notion of transparency. It's not transparency to this small elite group that's been talking about this for months, but it's to you know, the general participants of ICANN and the rest of the world that cares. I haven't gotten it yet. Did anybody else get it yet?
No, but I got
to. I don't need to get it because I've got it, but.
I gotta drop off in a little bit. Should we just go on?
Okay. Well, this was pretty much getting this recommendation.
Aubrey, though, it's Marilyn. I want to point 5B out, 5BA out to people, my redraft, because it actually probably follows now 5AB above. At least the intent was to say after examining.
That should be the last sentence.
Yeah.
All right, so it would say after examining the results
of the study and public discussions. Okay, we don't have to say in five, whatever. Janus Council should request an issues report and examine its findings regarding the creation of a PDP that would include policy recommendations.
Well, isn't that in and of itself a conclusion? I mean, what if...
Could we just say the GNSO Council should consider?
Right. Yes, that's yes. Should yes. I think that's right.
and has not determined that they will ask for an issues report, but should consider, you know, the initiation of a new PDP process on the topic.
Well, just should consider the findings, period. I mean,
okay.
Should consider the findings.
Right.
And then, yeah, if the people want, you know, more policy at that point, I'm sure they won't be shy about saying so.
And as far as the non-discrimination,
worth analysis, isn't it?
For certain aspects, if you're going to use it like it says for a third-party service, yeah, I guess, but not for data that's used for other purposes. Like, for example, if I disclose data to an ISP because of a phishing expedition, I'm not going to disclose it to every other ISP or disclose it to...
Sure, but...
It's probably good to say things like that.
But, Jeff, if you are... You know, I think one of the things that the VC in the past has been concerned about is if we're talking about building, we believe in competitive services. So if we had a situation where a registry was sharing data with a third party so that the two of them could build a proprietary product and close others out of the market, there would really need to be a justification for that.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about products here. I'm talking about operation and security. Right.
Uh-huh.
This is not a product I'm talking about. When I called an ISP last night at 2 in the morning to talk about the phishing things that we've noticed going on, it wasn't because I wanted a new product. Trust me, I didn't want to be up at 2 in the morning.
We do trust you.
But Jeff, this is John. You're not doing that on a non-discriminatory basis, right? I mean, if you had a phishing issue with any other of those customers, you would provide the same information, right?
Right. That's a good point.
It has nothing. I mean, in some cases we leave the registrar out of it. So, I mean, I'm not sure what non-discriminatory means other than in relation to registrars, right?
No, I don't think it's only a registrar issue, but that was certainly the position the registrars have taken on this. Work on this task force.
To answer your question, there are certain registrars that have been linked to an inordinate amount of phishing activities that, as you can imagine, those registrars are not necessarily legitimate. I'm not going to share with them the same information that I would share with a reputable one like Network Solutions.
Right.
So there are, for certain security reasons, information that we do not share with certain registrars because they are intimately involved with such activities.
So you're not doing that for commercial gain, right?
Yeah, Jeff, we can't change the TOR, right? We can't change the TOR because one option would be to edit the TOR and say, but can't we deal with your example? Maybe you and John online could provide that useful clarification, non-discriminatory access to registry data that is made available to third parties for. You try to identify what the appropriate driving circumstances would be when it should be provided in a non-discriminatory basis.
John, I don't know if you want to work with me on coming up with something. That's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, the registry constituency opposed the COR, so it's kind of hard for me to come up with something.
I didn't hear what you said about...
It sounds like we have a draft already there that deals with the point, right? So if you guys have... If you want to work on proposed edits, I'm happy to work with you on that.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen that proposed draft come through yet. It'll probably come through by the time we end the meeting or just after. I will send out a take two on it where I added the last paragraph as edited. And what I recommend is that over the next 24 hours, that we basically do online wordsmithing on it, and that at the end of that 24 hours, or as late as she can, before putting out the the 8th of February draft, that Liz grab it and stick it in, and then we continue discussion on it, you know, in regard to the whole report next time. Does that make sense to people as a way to approach this?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not absolutely positive I captured everything because I was writing and listening and playing chair at the same time, which is never totally wise.
Okay, that's good for me from my side.
Okay, and I heard all of it. So does anybody object to following through in the process that way? Good, and hopefully we can get, you know, those who didn't participate in this meeting to take a look at it and tweak the wording some.
Liz, this is Christina. It would be helpful in order to get people to focus on this immediately if you could give us kind of a drop-dead deadline for comments. I'm sorry. I hate to do this to you. You know how it is, unless you can say I have to have it by
just,
X.
Yeah, I'll give you a drop-dead deadline immediately. If everyone could have their calendars open and writing down.
Sure.
Close of business, Thursday the 8th of February, Los Angeles time, which is Pacific time.
That's not close of business. It's UTC what?
But I thought you had to publish on the 8th.
Well, yes, Alan, I am going to publish in the middle of the night, Brussels time, on the 8th, which is why I'm giving you a U.S.-based deadline.
So,
which will be approximately UTC 1,200 hours.
Okay, that's what I've written down. So, last time. Okay,
and
I will include that in the message that I'm putting at the top of this.
Yes, please, Avery. And just so that everybody knows, we are, for the remainder of this week, in extremely intensive UTLD's implementation planning sessions every hour of the day.
Okay, 8th February, 1200 is only 3 o'clock in the morning in LA.
2400, sorry.
So you're really putting it out on the 9th, the early wee hours. You're using engineering time. As long as it's there before the next morning, it's there yesterday. Okay, does anybody else want to add anything before we close this meeting? Any word changes at the moment? Any other business, as it were?
Yes, I have two things, please.
Okay, well, I heard Liz had two.
I just had a question about when we might expect the registry reports, because I'm going to be traveling and I just want to plan ahead on...
You said the 15th, right?
Well, our call is the 15th, so I was wondering if we were going to get it before the 15th.
I was thinking that I had asked for it by the 15th so that we'd have it for discussion for our face-to-face meeting. And whether it came before the 15th meeting or not was a bonus.
Okay.
I was really concerned about us having that on top of the information we already have for our face-to-face final sanity check on what we're doing.
Okay, thanks, Aubrey.
Liz, you had questions. You had comments.
Just a question, please, everyone. Just drop dead dates. The same drop dead date for any commentary on the straw poll proposal, which I've sent out now 10 days ago, and I've had no commentary back on it, so I'm assuming, except for Jeff's commentary, that it is complete, because I'm using that as the basis of the report. Secondly, Jeff, you and I have had a separate conversation with the registries about the way in which the registries wish to structure their report, and I haven't had a definitive answer from you. Could you please advise me as soon as you can?
Yep.
Thank you. That's all for me.
Okay, then. Anybody else with anything? In which case, I think we'll end 20 minutes before the next meeting. If no one has anything, I thank you all for making this one and for contributing to a... what I think was a productive meeting.
Thanks, Abby.
Thank you.
Thank you.